WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden travels to the Southwest today, where he will formally apologize to the indigenous community for the federal government's role in operating Native American boarding schools. Thousands of children were taken from their parents and put into those schools. Many were abused. Hundreds died. Counting down the days until the election, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris both in Texas. She appears with Beyonce in Houston. He'll be on the Joe Rogan podcast in Austin. New report today about Elon Musk.
Musk has emerged as a major Trump supporter. And now a new report claims Musk and Russian President Vladimir Putin have been in contact since 2022. The Wall Street Journal says the discussions touch on personal topics, business and geopolitical tensions. Musk has not commented on the report. Any ties with Putin could come into question if Musk ends up playing a role in a Trump administration.
ABC's Perry Russum. Eric and Lyle Menendez could get out of prison soon. Los Angeles DA George Gascon recommending resentencing for the brothers. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Persistent printer problems plague early voting in Wisconsin. For a third straight day Thursday, labels which poll workers affix to absentee ballot envelopes were taking as long as 15 minutes each to print. It remained unclear what the glitch was, but it involved use of WisVote, the state's voter registration database. The Green Bay Packers agreed to offer the city of Green Bay the money it wants in an extended lease for Lambeau Field. The team offered rent with an annual escalator of 2.75% for 30 years, starting at about $1 million, and also said it would invest $1.5 billion in the stadium, which taxpayers wouldn't be obligated to pay for. And the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development reports over 189,000 working-age individuals with disabilities were employed in the state in 2023. That's a second straight year of record-high employment for Wisconsin workers with disabilities.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 60, with wind northwest at 10 to 15. Tonight, clear, 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 57. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny, with a high right around 63. For amazing fall and winter getaways and holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48. 99.7.
Every time I think of you, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left, and there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight, I hear your name. Circles.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Friday morning, a little after 6 a.m. Dave Grant joining you. The weekend is in sight. It's Friday. Yay, we're happy about that, right? Here's a flock of seagulls on Max FM.
And more. No
99.7 Max FM.
And dance the
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you early on Friday morning. Let's take a look at that weather forecast. Today it will be mostly sunny with a high of 59. Tonight mostly clear with a low of 33. On Saturday, sunny, a high of 56. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low of 33. On Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 62. Currently, it is 48 degrees outside. We hope everyone's having a great Friday morning so far. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us, 608-355-9970. Emily and I will talk about those right around 7:45 this morning. You can also use the free Civic Media app. Look for Max and Mouse. Tap on Max FM, go to the bottom center, and click the text button and text in those birthdays or anniversaries. It's also very useful when we have contest, and I'll give you a hint. We will have one coming up soon, not today, though. So things that we will be talking about today, of course, we will have Hanging with Havel and myself. I'll be filling in for Mandy Jones on that. That'll be right around 8:30 this morning. We will also be talking about maybe you shouldn't be raking those leaves. There's a state that's saying you don't need to do that. That's kind of funny. So we'll talk about that. We will also have a look at all of our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries for the weekend. It is that long weekend list, of course. And this is my subtle reminder to please text those in as well. And then we're going to talk about, have you lived in a haunted house? So a lot of fun things coming up this morning on Max FM.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and cellplus.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Baraboo Tours. Get to know the charm of Baraboo from the back of a rickshaw or on a walking tour of their beautiful downtown. Hear the haunted stories behind some of the businesses and buildings around the square in Baraboo from a knowledgeable and entertaining tour guide. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $10 gift certificates for just $5. Today only on Max FM Big Deals.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you in the morning. Don't forget, you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can ask your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or better yet, download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Look for Max Miles, tap on Max FM. Stream us with you wherever you go. Here's your listener news on Max FM.
Seven Max FM.
Now
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Friday morning. Here is how you can shop local and say big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. It is today's big deal of the day. 50% off a $10 certificate for Baraboo Tours for just $5. Today and today only. You don't want to delay in purchasing these because on Wednesday, we sold out. Baraboo Tours was started by Shelley Mordini in the summer of 2011. She knows all about the history of Baraboo. The tour starts at 524 Oak Street in Baraboo. This is a fantastic tour. You get to learn so much more about the history of Baraboo. Shelley is the expert of everything Baraboo. For more information about this limited time offer, go over to maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local and save big with our big deal of the day.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class, fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
The holidays are around the corner, and what better way to celebrate the season than tickets to Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis at Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells. Experience 15 talented musicians playing Christmas classics in the distinctive Mannheim Steamroller sound against a backdrop of dazzling multimedia effects. Tickets are selling fast for this Friday, November 15th show, so get yours today. Go to crystalgrand.com and get ready to celebrate the season with modern holiday music by Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis at Crystal Grand Music Theater, where your seat is the best seat.
Presenting Again Fling's love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Fling's. Try Gain Fling's with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Can David slay Goliath again? Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. Okay, maybe a little dramatic, but it is homecoming in Madison. Tomorrow night, Camp Randall will be center stage for possibly Wisconsin's toughest football game of the season as they welcome in unbeaten and third-ranked Penn State. Kickoff is set for 6:30 from Camp Randall. To Green Bay, it's the Packers and the Jaguars on Sunday. Jacksonville started 0-4, but they've won two out of their last three. At practice on Thursday, only cornerback Corey Ballantyne was held out completely. Meanwhile, Quay Walker, Josh Myers, and Elton Jenkins, who all missed practice on Wednesday, all returned in limited fashion yesterday. Sunday's game is a noon start at EverBank Stadium. Week 8 in the NFL began last night in Los Angeles. The Rams beat the Vikings 30-20 at SoFi Stadium. And the Bucs will have their home opener tonight at Fiserv Forum. Wednesday night, they beat Philly on the road. Tonight, they welcome in the Chicago Bulls to town. Tip-off is set for just after 7. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 60, with wind northwest at 10 to 15. Tonight, clear, 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 57. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny, with a high right around 63. For amazing fall and winter getaways and holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Hear the Eurythmic Sweet Dreams on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Memphis now.
I can't.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you early on Friday morning. It's still a little dark out there, you know. Sunrise is not until after 7 in the morning. So, yeah, it's still dark out there, a little chilly, but not too bad for an October Friday morning. Let's take a look at that weather forecast. Today, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 59. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 33. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 56. On Saturday night, it'll be partly cloudy, a low of 33. On Sunday, sunny with a high of 62. Now, I'm looking ahead to next week. We're going to see highs near 70 on Monday. Tuesday, we'll have a high near 80. Wednesday, highs in the mid-70s. Looks like it's going to cool down for Halloween. We're kind of keeping a look on that weather forecast. We do have a chance of showers on Halloween, but that's a week away, so a little too early to predict on that. Currently, it is 48 degrees outside. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us, 608-355-9970. We'll talk about those right around 7:45 this morning. This Saturday, it's People Helping People's 10th Annual Fall Festival. It's a broad fry, a bake sale, and sidewalk sale. That's tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at PHP headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Your purchase will support PHP's Adopt a Family food program. This is something that helps out so many families in the area. You can go over and get a pulled pork sandwich, sloppy joes, grilled brats, Italian sausages, the infamous all beef franks, chips, soda, or water. PHP's Adopt a Family program provides low-income families with all the groceries they need for a complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. PHP thanks you for your support. For more information about their organization, go over to phpwisconsin.org. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank of Baraboo. And our 50-minute music hour continues with the Go-Go's on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. There'll be a vast number of spooky events all around the Halloween season this upcoming weekend. The Baraboo Children's Museum will be hosting both their Trick or Trot event as well as the Trunk or Treat event. Details for both can be found at the Baraboo Children's Museum Facebook page or BaraboochildrensMuseum.org. River Hills Church in Sauk Prairie will also be hosting a Sauk Prairie Trunk or Treat event. In addition to walking through and collecting candy, you can also play games, enjoy face painting, and savor some delicious snacks. They'll have hot chocolate, apple cider, coffee, or mix your own mocktails to satisfy your hunger with a selection of snacks from 2 to 3 food trucks as well. This event will be on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 6 p.m. And also on that same Saturday from 3 until 8 p.m., Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting the annual Pumpkin Carving Contest plus crafts and the Halloween Hike. Pumpkin carving will be happening from 3 until 5:30. Halloween Torchlit Hike will be from 6 until 8 p.m. with crafts for kids in the Rock Elm Shelter from 5:30 until 7 p.m. There will also be concessions in the Chateau. It is a free event, but you will need a state park sticker. They do also ask for a goodwill donation. Again, this is also on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 8 p.m. Downtown Reedsburg will be hosting their Halloween Treat Walk. Fun for all ages. Have the kids dressed up in their Halloween costumes and walk through from 3 until 4 p.m. The Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin, Reedsburg, Sauk County will be leading the walk. Meet at the Boys and Girls Club at 2:30 to line up for the walk. These are just a few of the many events. Be sure to check out many of the local businesses as well as area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details on these and many more events.
Shop name brands without breaking the bank. Here at Amberlux Consignment Boutique, you can be bougie on a budget. We offer quality women's clothing size 0 through 26. We also have designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Join us once a month for our bougie night out, where we offer late night shopping from 5 to 7 p.m., along with special discounts and shop our huge dollar wrap. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday at Amberlux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget, located at 121 5th Street in downtown Baraboo.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 6:54 on Friday morning. We are breaking in because there has been an accident on Highway 23 and County Road B outside of Wisconsin Dells, and that area is closed due to a serious accident. Again, Highway 23 in County B, just north of Wisconsin Dells, is closed due to a serious accident. If you're traveling in that area, please find an alternate route and avoid that area. Again, Highway 23 in County B, outside of the Dells, north of Wisconsin Dells, is closed due to a serious accident. Please avoid that area until further notice. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM News Center.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.